At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And go. This is Mike Kegley with the Illini Guys. We're here doing the Eye on the Illini, and today is a special treat. Illini guy Larry Smith is here with me. Larry, how are things tonight?
Great. You know what? We're in February. Basketball is beginning to heat up. I mean, we're past football season now. This is when it really gets fun.
Yep. Totally agree. Tonight already, Indiana looks like they're going to win in double overtime, 75-74. Awesome play. They just scored, make it 77-74. So it looks like they're going to win a tough, well-earned victory at Northwestern. That's critical for that team. I think you had them in the latest bracketology. What would have happened if they would have lost tonight?
They would have fallen off. I mean, I've got them right now as the last team in, you know, of 68. So playing in the first four. But, you know, it's the Big Ten. I think the game was on the road, I think, at Northwestern. So, as you know, there's nothing guaranteed. But, you know, as you and I were talking, earlier today I put up the Around the Big Ten column. Just wanted to kind of have some fun with it. Hollywood edition. Now I know you enjoyed that, right? You enjoyed that kind of,
yes,
kind of funny, goofy humor, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'm big on the movies, and I enjoyed Black Hawk Down because it's a good movie. And anytime Iowa is struggling, that goes right to the top of my list because I'm old enough to remember Bruce Pearl and cassette tapes. But I see Iowa tonight is up ahead of Rutgers early, 22-11, and granted that's a home game, but boy, Iowa has struggled on the road, and they need to right the ship, you know.
Yeah, you know, Mike, they've got a lot of problems when you think about it, and in that article, I kind of jabbed at Fran McCaffrey, which is easy to do. Let's just be honest; it's just the way it is. But you're right. Going into this game tonight at Rutgers, they're 3-4. Away from Carver Hawkeye Arena. And they've got some really tough games coming up when you think about it. I mean, they still have to visit Wisconsin. They've got to go to Ohio State. They've got to go to Michigan. They got to play Wisconsin at home. They got to play Rutgers. That Rutgers game, I guess, actually is at home, I guess. So, you know, there's nothing guaranteed right now about Iowa. I mean, already right now, they're four games behind Michigan. They're front runner. They're in sixth place. They've got to win tonight and almost really run the table when you think about it, because I don't know that 14-6 or 13-6 wins the Big Ten. You'd have to have Michigan come a long way back, and you'd have to have Illinois and Ohio State stumble. And I don't know that they're going to lose that many games the rest of the way.
Yeah. And I look at Iowa and, you know, again, I confess I'm not watching the game tonight. But if you would have told me that they were going to be doubled up on Rutgers and Luka would be 1-for-6 with 2 points,
wow,
I would have been surprised. But boy, I look at that Iowa team, and you know, Luka's a great player, but his lack of mobility is tough. But I still see them handling Wisconsin.
Yep, I do too.
But boy, some of those other teams, you know, the more athletic teams are going to give them some fits. And I guess it's going to come down to if they got the 3-point shooting working that night or not, you know, which is, you know, they've got some good shooters, but boy, that puts a lot of pressure on them to make sure they're making shots and there's not a lot of margin for error there.
Yeah. You've got to get CJ Frederick back. I mean, that's big, but you're right. I don't know that they can. You know, they're not as dangerous a team as I thought they were when they were beating North Carolina back in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. And when they were winning that game in Iowa City, I remember thinking, wow, this is an Iowa team that's pretty – they're beating the Heels. Wow. Well, the Heels, turns out, they aren't the team that we thought they were. And Iowa, again, if you get a decent defensive team, like Indiana, Indiana's got a lot to do, as we talked about, to get to the NCAA, but they're a decent defensive team, as is Illinois. And that's where Iowa's running into, are these teams that are good defense. Rutgers, not so much, but you get into an Illinois or Ohio State or even a Purdue, I think those kinds of teams will really cause problems for Iowa down the stretch.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I'm looking at Michigan, see them ranked number three. They haven't played for 20 days. They're not going to play Illinois because they need more practice time. Meanwhile, I think their women are playing Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I have to admit, you know, there's a lot of people, if you go onto the Twitterverse, which obviously you got to take with a big grain of salt, but there's a lot of people saying that they're getting the Ohio State treatment of the football season.
Yeah.
I know you're a little more diplomatic. For me, it makes me a little bit annoyed. I don't know if, you know, that the Big Ten should let them say that we're not going to play Illinois, especially when it appears that they haven't had a single case on the team. You know, where do you fall as the more nuanced and patient of the two of us? What are your thoughts on this?
I'm always that voice of reason, right? Yeah. I'm with you. And, you know, as we know, I was at State Farm Center in the house for the Illinois-Wisconsin game on Saturday. And that's when we began to get word at halftime that they were going to call that game off. And I will tell you, there were some few people with rolled eyes and some sighs and, you know, some gasp and what have you when that news came out. Here's the thing. Michigan, the only thing that makes sense is that somebody on that team or persons on that team have tested positive, because otherwise it makes no sense at all. You already have four games you have to make up. Why would you cancel a fifth game? Why would the Big Ten allow that and then let the women play? So maybe because of HEPA rules, they can't talk about it, even though Michigan State's come out, Baylor's come out, Villanova's come out, these other teams have. Maybe somehow U of M, they've said, we're not going to do that. So I'm going to try to give them the benefit. Now, having done that, here's the other side of that. Michigan, as I mentioned in the article, has been has got a schedule that has been as loving and friendly as the flight attendant who befriends Frank Abagnale Jr. in Catch Me If You Can. And you got to read the article to get the drift. But if you've seen the movie, you understand what I'm talking about. They're 8-1, but they haven't played the big boys. They haven't played Iowa. They haven't played Illinois. They haven't played Ohio State. They still have games to make up, including the Illinois game. Five games still to make up. You've got to play all those teams, plus an Indiana team that beat Iowa twice. So the worst is yet to come for Michigan. They're not going to get to the Big Ten tournament in Indy with only one or two losses. Michigan's going to have three or four losses or more. So they're going to come back to the field, and they're going to be the busiest team. At this point, I don't see how they play 20 games, but even if they can get in two or three of those games, that's a monster schedule, because if they do find their way to Madison somehow and play Wisconsin on Sunday, that's a 23-day layoff. And as we've seen before, talk to Villanova, talk to Michigan State. When you've got these long layoffs like this, teams are rusty. It's not quite the same. So on one hand, if Illinois fans feel like that they're avoiding the Illini, okay. I mean, that's fine. But at the other side, they're doing it, and there's a price to be paid for that, because you still have to play all these other teams. And on top of that, resume-wise, when it comes down to the tournament, if you're not playing these teams, if the Big Ten doesn't make up the teams against Illinois, against the tougher teams that you have already canceled, that only hurts Michigan's resume. So there's a you know, something on both sides of this that you're going to have to try to figure out with Michigan in terms of what the cost is.
Yeah, and you know, I did listen to Brandon Wildman, who's the man who does Eye on the Lines, the hypothetical gambling show that talks a little bit about playing the lines for the Illini guys. And the one thing that he did kind of discuss with me is that the teams that come back with minimal practice time and play get crushed. The teams that come back and get some practice time don't do nearly as bad. So I'm wondering if Michigan listened to him or someone like him to get that tip. But I will say one thing, if I'm the Big Ten or if I'm Illinois negotiating with the Big Ten, I'm telling them if we play, I see no reason to do it up in Ann Arbor because they had the opportunity to play up there. Let's do it in Champaign. And if that means an extra road game for Michigan, well, you know, you turned down a home game. That was your business. Now it's time to get them scheduled and we'll play it on the road this time. I'm not certain that the Big Ten will be real sympathetic to that, but you know, that's how I would play it as a sales guy and a guy who's always trying to negotiate something. Yeah. The team that scares me of all these teams in the Big Ten is Ohio State.
Yeah.
They have length at the wings that cause us problems. They have EJ Liddell who manages to play really good games against us. It's amazing how people who choose not to go to the Illini somehow get some motivation that they want to play well against the Illini. It'd be different if we told him to go pound sand that we weren't interested in him, but we'd have loved to had him. But that's the one team that I think is a real challenge, even for as well as we're playing. And I would really like to go see the Illini go into Columbus and beat them. But I wish we were going to Columbus to prevent a sweep, to make us have a sweep as opposed to trying to prevent one. And unfortunately, that's a good team. And, you know, they or the Illini would be the inside horse to take the Big Ten title, in my opinion.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think as we talked about the issues that Michigan still has to face here in the next 3 to 4 weeks, it may come down to that final weekend that is the game to determine the Big Ten champion, Illinois at Ohio State. You know, I joked about in the piece that I wrote on IlliniGuys.com that, I kind of compared Ohio State to Jason Bourne in the Bourne Identity and, you know, early on when he's, you know, sleeping on the park bench with nowhere to go. And he just all of a sudden instinctively and quickly and swiftly and efficiently disarms these two policemen who said, you can't sleep here, and looks around. He's stunned. Like, wow, how did I just beat up these two police officers? And I knew how to take the guns apart. That's Ohio State. It's almost like they went to Illinois. They had a good team, but didn't know how good they were until they got that win in a marquee Saturday afternoon game in Champaign. They've been fantastic since then. Their only loss since then was to Purdue. And that was on a last second jumper with about 5 seconds left. I'm with you. I think the Buckeyes right now, they've had injuries. They've managed to get through that. Liddell has been outstanding as a sophomore. They're set up right now. When you look at in terms of their resume, you can argue that it could be Ohio State and Illinois, both as one seeds in the NCAA tournament, next to Gonzaga and Baylor, especially if Michigan can't keep up what they've done here in the first half. The Buckeyes are a really strong team, and they're the one team that I think of the mix that we didn't see coming. Nobody knew how good they were, but they're an excellent team.
Yeah. And the other team, I'm not saying that they're world beaters, but the other team that I'll be honest with you, I kind of thought they would be out of it for this year and then reload for next year is the Boilermakers. Now I know several Illini fans who have, I think their prediction every other year is that this is the year Matt Painter has it all fall apart on him. But you know, here he is again, 8-5 in the Big Ten, 13-7 overall on a team that everybody thought was going to be an afterthought at best. And that Boilermaker team is one that I wouldn't want to play in the Big Ten tournament. And it's one that I certainly would not want to be another P5 conference, seeing them across from me on that opening day of the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. Because that's a team that plays defense. They're physical. They can hit the shot. And, you know, we're going to see how good the Big Ten is, in the better part of, 6 weeks here. I was listening to a show where they were talking about the Big 12 being clearly the best basketball conference. And I was wondering clearly what they had been drinking. Because I look at Purdue where they're at, you see Rutgers, Iowa. I mean, that is a stacked group of people. And when teams like Indiana and Minnesota aren't even, ranked, and yet you look at some of their victories, that's a good conference.
And don't forget Maryland with already road, look at the road wins they've had over ranked teams, Illinois, Wisconsin. I mean, Maryland is a team. They're again, well-coached in Mark Turgeon. You're exactly right. Yeah, I agree. Even the Penn State team right now, Penn State's resume, if they had two more wins, they would be a shoe-in for the NCAA tournament. That's all they're missing is wins. But their resume, their body of work is right there, except for the wins. That's the one thing. And because they're in this conference, they can't get enough wins and maybe on the outside looking in. But back to Purdue, I agree with you. They're a young team that we thought they were a year away, picked ninth in the preseason by everybody. This is a team that's going to kind of take its lumps. They're young, and they're going to figure things out next year. But to your point, Matt Painter, you know, a few years ago, he had flirted with Missouri. He was going to go down and take the Missouri job, and he didn't. He wound up – he might have even announced, and like a day later, he recanted and went back to West Lafayette. I don't recall the deal, but there was a moment he was going to go to Missouri. Since that happened and whatever was going on with him, he's put it all together, and – he's one of those coaches now that I think you begin to talk about being an elite coach. He doesn't get the five-star kids. He doesn't get the high four-star kids, but he's got a system. The kids come in and they fit right away into what they're doing. He loses Harms off that team last year. That was, you thought would be a senior and a leader this year. But Trevion Williams is there. He gave Kofi fits for about 30 minutes of that game when they played at State Farm Center. I'm with you. I'm glad Illinois played them, you know, 6 weeks ago and not coming up here in a couple of weeks, because they're a different team now than they were 2 months ago.
Yeah. And I can only think what they're going to do to some Big 12 team or some, you know, ACC team that feels pretty good about themselves. And then you got to play that team that's going to do whatever they need to do to win. And that's at both ends of the court. And they're just going to compete the heck out of it. And I don't envy anybody having to go up against them at tournament time.
Yeah. Well, think about it. I mean, Purdue probably right now would be a 6 or a 7 seed. If you're a 2 seed Texas Tech or a 2 seed Alabama, would you want to face Purdue in the second round?
Yeah,
there's no way in the world. Yeah, I agree with you.
I got better things to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's find somebody else. So, but it's a lot of fun, with the Big Ten. And I think that, you know, we got to get through COVID and find our moments to find those moments of levity. But I think the uncertainty of it does add a little extra spice to the league this year. And it's going to be really fun to see what happens in the next 4 weeks and how this all plays out. But I love Illinois' chances the way they're playing right now. If Kofi Coburn and Io DeSumo are dialed in every night the way they were against Iowa and the way they were against Wisconsin, this team may be the toughest team to beat night in, night out. Win those two. That's the caveat. Those two have to be dialed in. Indiana took him out of his game, but it seems like that both players kind of took that game to heart, and they now are on a mission. And if that's the case, look out. It'll be a lot of fun for Illinois fans, and you may be able to release a lot of frustration, pent-up frustration that we've had for the past decade or so in this next these next 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, we'll wrap it up there. That is Eye on the Illini. And again, around the Big Ten, a little bit of the Hollywood edition, kind of playing off what we put in script earlier tonight. But don't forget, free 7-day trial. If you're listening, IlliniGuys.com. Check us out for 7 days. Won't cost you anything. And if you get in here pretty soon, if you're an annual subscriber, you get a shot to win a free three-night stay at a Maui resort. Unfortunately, the Illini guys, we're not eligible for that. We'd like to be that, but make sure you come in. We've got some good buzz around, and we certainly appreciate everyone's input.
Thank you very much. Let's go Illini, and there's going to be some good games coming up, and I can't wait to watch it unfold.
Absolutely. All right. For Illini guy Mike, I'm Illini guy Larry. The IlliniGuys.com, Eye on the Illini podcast. We'll see you next time.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.